This is episode 610 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com and No BS Coaching Advice.com. And welcome to the first show of 2017. With this show, I'm going to be beginning a series that I expect is going to last the entire year on how to answer tough interview questions as well as tough interview situations. Because I think, well, a lot of my show over the course of time has been somewhat, you know, I bounced from this, I bounced to that, and, you know, it's been kind of a mood as to what I do. But I decided to focus in on interviewing for 2017. So I suspect you're not going to be here with me the entire time. I do hope you find a position way before I complete 2017. But if you don't, subscribe to the show. And matter of fact, for however long you're with me, subscribe so information is delivered to your inbox. If you miss something over the course of time, it's going to be available shortly at at one of my websites, which will be thebiggamehunter.us. So you can find it over there. Now, enjoy, sit back, start listening, and have a great new year. Today I want to talk with you about another one of those tough interview questions, and it goes something like this. Could you have done better in your job or in your last job than you actually did? Now, you know, it's a goofy question, just like most of them are, but you know, you have to take it seriously. Because what they're trying to say is, if you'll be foolish enough to go into true confessions, talking in detail that reveals how your psyche works, how you made terrible mistakes that will really disqualify you from consideration in this job. So what you want to be doing is don't go into, you know, this lengthy explanation. What you want to do very simply is respond by saying, huh, interesting question. And you notice how I broke my eye contact with the camera here? Huh, interesting question. It gives the impression that you're actually thinking about it. And you speak a little bit more slowly than I did. And it goes something like this. Huh, interesting question. You know, in retrospect, I'm sure there's some things I could have done better. But I can't think of anything that of a major consequence that I could have done any better. From there, you might go into some of the great achievements that you had, some of your real successes, and sound like you're really pondering the question in a theatrical kind of way. So, you know, interesting question. I can't think of anything that I of a major nature I could have done better. I'm sure there's some things I could have. You know, what I did at the last firm is I outsold all the other salespeople, or I was number two in sales. I supported, you know, the largest major largest account that we had, or I helped develop this incredibly successful system. Or I always delivered on time or within budget. You know, you talk about some of your successes there. And then you can go over and say, I'm sure there's some meeting that I attended that maybe I wasn't as prepared for. But in terms of the things that were major, you know, I had a great track record there. And, you know, my references will back that up. So you notice what you're doing? You're turning this into an exercise in the appearance of reflection, but you're actually well prepared for it. So in this way, you can talk about some of your successes while appearing to be pondering some of the awkward things that you might have contended with. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly, because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost your job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, this show, it comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.